Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vrijana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vrijana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Muna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivagacharya Astura Sati Fine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Yes, confirm that Sarah Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Amachara Shila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prince Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Tagarada Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakti Vindiki. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Texts 42 and 43. Tayorvam Punarevaham. Adityam asa kashyapat.
Adityam asa kashyapat.
Upendra iti vikyato.
Upendra iti vikyato.
Vamanatva cha vamana.
Vamanatva cha vamana.
Tayurvam
punarevaham.
Adityam asa kashyapat. Upendra iti vikyato.
Upendra iti vikyato.
Vamanatvachcha
vamana.
Tayurvam punarevaham.
Tayurvam punarevaham.
Adityam asya kashyapat.
Adityam asya kashyapat.
Upendra iti vikyato. Vamanatvachcha
vamana.
Tayurvam punarevaham.
Adityam
asa kashyapat.
Upendra iti
vikyato.
Vamanatvachcha
vamana. Tayurvam punarevaham.
Adityam
asa kashyapat.
Upendra
iti vikyato.
Vamanatvachcha
vamana.
Tayurvam
punarevaham.
Adityam
asa kashyapat.
Upendra
iti vikyato.
Vamanatvachcha
vamana.
Tayurvam
punarevaham.
Adityam
asa kashyapat.
Upendra
iti vikyato.
Vamanatvachcha
vamana. Ladies.
Tayurvam
punarevaham.
Adityam
asa kashyapat.
Upendra
iti vikyato.
Vamanatvachcha
vamana.
Tayurvam
punarevaham.
Adityam
asa kashyapat.
Upendra
iti vikyato.
Vamanatvachcha
vamana.
Translation.
In the next millennium, I again appeared from the two of you, who appeared as my mother, Aditi, and my father, Kashyapa. I was known as Upendra, and because of being a dwarf, I was also known as Vamana. Text 43. Tritiyesmin bhaveham vai tenaiva vapushatavam jato bhuyastayoreva satyame vyaritam shati.
Translation.
O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of you both. I have now appeared of you both as your son for the third time. Take my words as the truth. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead chooses a mother and father from whom to take birth again and again. The Lord took birth originally from Sutapa and Prishni, then from Kashyapa and Aditi, and again from the same father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki. In other appearances also, the Lord said, I took the form of an ordinary child just to become your son, so that we could reciprocate eternal love. Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his Krishna Sandarbha, 96th chapter, where he notes that in text 37, the Lord says, Amuna Vapusha, meaning by this same form. In other words, the Lord told Devaki, this time I have appeared in my original form as Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami says that the other forms were partial expansions of the Lord's original form. But because of the intense love developed by Prishni and Sutapa, the Lord appeared from Devaki and Vasudeva in his full opulence of Sri Krishna. In this verse, the Lord confirms, I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I appear in full opulence as Sri Krishna. This is the purport of the word, Tenaiva Vapusha. When the Lord mentioned the birth of Prishnagarbha, he did not say Tenaiva Vapusha, but he assured Devaki that in the third birth, the same personality of Godhead Krishna had appeared, not his partial expansion. Prishnagarbha and Vamana were partial expansions of Krishna, but in this third birth, Krishna himself appeared. This is the explanation given in Sri Krishna Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. Om Gyana Tirmanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshamantamiyana Tasma Shri Gurve Namaha Na Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminit Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachana Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchata Desitanya Ya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Tagadada Shivasadi Gauravati Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there are two very important points here. One is the appearance of the Lord, and the other, the Lord coming in his original form. And disappearance. The Vatsalya Rasa is very much fundamental within the five primary rasas of the Lord. Vatsalya is considered the topmost rasa, actually next to Madhurya Rasa. And it's when a devotee has risen above neutrality, which is called the Shantarasa, and then he has risen above Dasya Rasa and Sakya Rasa. In neutrality, he serves in quietude. Seeing neutral things, you know, in a quiet situation, peaceful. And in Dasya Rasa, he served as a servant in on reverence. And in Sakya Rasa, he serves as friendship, equality. But in Vatsalya Rasa, the devotee has risen above these servitude, and he has come to a higher platform. It's stated that in the Vatsala Rasa, instead of worshiping the Lord, devotee becomes the object of worship. The Lord is dependent on the mercy of his parents. He is hugged, kissed, played with, scolded, teased, ordered, etc. See? So this is a higher position, incomprehensible by ordinary beings or the neophyte devotees. See, the Lord having parents or you know, the parents acting in this capacity. It's not easily understood. Lord Chaitanya actually explained this this rasa to Rupa Goswami, and he explained how it's a coveted position to become the parents of the Lord. And this is only achieved by few personalities. We've seen that Sutapa and Prishni, they've meditated for 12,000 celestial years to attain this position. And then, that is like serving, that is like meditating for a whole age. The four ages, Satyug, Tretayug, Dwapar, and Kaliyug. That is, in human years, it's like 4,320,000 years. It's a long time. So after going through that austerity, it's stated in the next millennium, which here seems to be the next age, Kashyapa and Aditi perform austerity again. But if you remember the story, Kashyapa, Bali Maharaj had seized the kingdom from the demigods, and Aditi was very much disturbed for motherly affection. Indra was her son, and so she begged Kashyapa. She begged Kashyapa to alleviate her distress and to help the situation. And then Kashyapa explained that the only one that can do that is Vishnu. So pray to Lord Vishnu. And so she performed what was called the Payovrata sacrifice. And shortly after that sacrifice, Lord Vishnu appeared to her and told her that she would appear as her son, Vamana. See, so that was the second incarnation. And then the third incarnation is Vasudeva and Devaki, where the Lord has appeared to them. So, and he's telling them that I have appeared in my original form as the Supreme Lord. This is not a partial or plenary portion, but it's the original form. Within the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada explained that the Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually postgraduate study or very advanced study. After one has studied the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then he studies the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there's very confidential knowledge of the Lord's appearing on earth. It's stated here, Mata More Putra Bhave Karena Bhandana Atihina Gyane Kare Lalana Palana. Mother sometimes binds me as her son. She nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless. My friends climb on my shoulder in pure friendship, saying, "What kind of a big man are you? You and I are equal." If my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. Taking these pure devotees with me, I shall descend and sport in various wonderful ways, unknown even in Vaikuntha. I shall broadcast such pastimes by which even I am amazed. Pure attachment will unite us even at the expense of moral and religious duties. Destiny will bring us together and separate us. I shall taste the essence of all these rasas, and in this way I shall favor all the devotees. See? So this is the confidentiality. I mean, this is the secret of the Lord's appearance. And maybe we think it's yada yada hi dharmasya and parachanaya sarunam and so forth. But higher than that are these. Then he says again, E vancha yache Krishna prakatya karana asura samhara anushanga prayojana. These desires are the fundamental reason for Krishna's appearance. Whereas destroying the demons is only accidental necessity. That's in the Adi Leela 4, chapter 4, text 38. So we can see that this is the higher reason that the Lord actually came to enjoy pastimes with his devotee. That the Lord is Krishna is the supreme. Because he knew he did not want to enact the pastime of childhood with Vasudeva and Devaki. So he actually went to Gokula with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, because they were unaware totally that he is the supreme. And Krishna would relish the pastimes with Yashoda and Nanda much more than he would have relished with Vasudeva and Devaki in awe and reverence. He wanted to run about and play and do whatever he wants, really, unimpeded, without any honor or reverence. When Mother Yashoda binds him with a rope, you know, she chases him with a stick, he relishes all this. See? When he goes into the pasture to take care of the cows with his cowherd friends, then when he comes back, Mother Yashoda would cook so much food for him. In fact, Mother Yashoda also was made to understand that when he eats the food prepared by Srimati Radharani, then he gets into ecstasy and he would eat all of his food. So she would constantly try to get Srimati Radharani to come and cook for him. Even though Jatila was very suspicious, she would say, "Don't make that naughty boy of Nanda look at my chaste daughter-in-law." See, I guess most of you know the pastime somewhat, but it's very relishable. Sri Radhika was the best cook, or is the best cook in the universe. It's stated that at that time she was blessed by Durvasa Muni also. Durvasa told her that everything you cook would taste like nectar. And so Mother Yashoda would actually try to get Srimati Radharani to always come and cook for Krishna also. I mean, besides all the relatives and Mother Rohini and so many other cooks, and they would cook so many preparations. So this the Lord relishes, really. You see, I mean, he knows what's happening, really, but he relishes these pastimes. And most important, he relishes the association of Radharani also. Even then, he would steal a glimpse at Radha. You see, when she's cooking or or whatever, and then he would fall into transcendental ecstasy right away. You know, his body would start to shiver and hairs would stand on end and so forth. And also it stated that Srimati Radharani would fall into transcendental ecstasy too. See? I mean, this is the confidential reason why Lord Chaitanya also came, to understand how Krishna is attracted to Radha. What is it that makes him so appealing? You see? This is the confidential appearance also. Come in and establish Yuga Dharma and so is just secondary. You see? But this stopped mostly. So Mother Yashoda indirectly was assisting the Lord in this pastime too. She did not know that Krishna is looking at Radha and feel ecstasy, you know, or Radha seeing him really. And of course, this is in The Glories of Radharani by Purushottam Swami, I think. See? Yeah, so these are. But the pastimes of the Lord is so relishable, especially in this childhood pastime, babyhood and childhood. Very, very relishable. If you read that in the songbook also with that Damodar Astikam, you read those, the meaning of those words, you see? It's so so full of depth there, see? And so the devotees in these higher rasas relish the association of the Lord in different moods. See? And and so these are reasons why the Lord actually moved away from Gokula, from Mathura to Gokula, to relish these pastimes. Also, he would relish very nice pastimes with his friends, the cowherd boys. See? Those pastimes in Sakya Rasa, friendship, in the mood of friendship. See? And in fact, he experienced all the rasas during his time, all the five rasas. And even with the cows, with the birds, with the animals, with the trees, they would all be happy to serve the Lord. You see? The trees would produce profuse flower and fruits. The cows would always be happy with the Lord. The calves, the bees, the birds, everything would try to sing nice song to the Lord. And even though he was a child, he still had the full potency of the Supreme Lord also. This is important to note. See? Even though he was child, he was Krishna. When a demon comes to obstruct their pastimes or so, he would immediately vanquish them. I mean, we know of so many different demons. And so this is very relishable to understand that even though he would act in these different rasas, he was still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is very nice to note. So the other point is the Lord comes once in a day of Brahma. The Lord, he appeared as the original personality of Godhead. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita also, many places they explain that the Lord appears once in a day of Brahma. And what Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 1,000 ages is a day of Brahma. See? And the same is his night. So 1,000 ages is a night also. See? So 1,000 ages is 4,320,000 human years. And that's a long time. And so sometimes, because we understand that a lot of times people would take Krishna's appearance as a plenary portion of Vishnu or just an expansion of Vishnu or an incarnation of Vishnu. See? Because of the vastness of time here, I mean, once in a day of Brahma he comes really, so that is not so easily understood or accepted. And so so when he came 5,000 years ago, that was the expiration of a day and a night of Brahma. Because after the day passes, the night also passes. And then the Lord comes. So if in this, it's stated in the Surya Siddhanta that 50 years of Brahma has passed, and we're in the fourth kalpa. We're in the fourth kalpa of the second half of his 100 years. So 50 years passed, and we're in the fourth kalpa. Of the fourth kalpa, six manus have already passed. See? And we're on the seventh manu, Vishvashva manu. And in the Vishvashva manu, 27 Mahayugas have gone, and we're on the 28th. And in this 28th Mahayuga, Kaliyuga is here. We're in Kaliyuga. So this is the last of the 28 Mahayugas. So this is approximately a little over 2 billion years. You see? And then the Lord has appeared again. But of course, he appears once in the Abraham. So after this, then another 4 billion years, and then of course, the night has to pass, and then he would come again. So this is a very special, special appearance. And so we can understand that a lot of personalities can misunderstand this appearance for a regular incarnation. See? Because he's coming once in the day of Brahma. See, it's a long, long time. But in this appearance, he comes with his full potency, full beauty. But we've seen that when he married the 16,000 queens, he made 16,000 palaces. You know, they were all decorated with all kind of jewel and this and that, really. See? So, you know, Krishna, he exhibited his opulences in fullness. See? And so for a moment, we should not think that he's just a regular incarnation. He's an avatar. He's avatari. Avatari means the source of all avatars. He's the source of everything. See? So so this, let's see if there's any other point I need to cover back, really. So I'll go back to the verse again, and if there's any question. In the next millennium, I again appeared from the two of you, who appeared as Mother Yashoda. Who appeared as my mother, Aditi, and my father, Kashyapa. I was known as Upendra, and because of being a dwarf, I was also known as Vamana. And the next verse, O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of you both as your son. For the third time, take my words as the truth. Any comments or question or correction? Yes, Madam Mohan Prabhuji.
A clarification on one point. And when you were discussing the rasas, you were using the word higher quite a few times. And it always pinched a little because of the Prabhupada will explain so many times that they're all perfect, and sometimes they were explained as maybe more complete, they had more elements in it, but for the devotee that's in any one of those rasas, it's perfect. And so the higher word sometimes would have to be qualified a little.
Yeah, that's a good point, but I was also myself, for at the beginning I was thinking like that, but then after I read the teachings to Rupa Goswami by Lord Chaitanya, and how he explained in detail, maybe higher might not be the appropriate word, but in these other rasas like Madhurya, of course Madhurya is topmost. You see, in the exchange of conjugal love with the gopis and Radharani and the Lord, I mean, which is incomprehensible to the ordinary jivas, that taste is so enthralling and so enthralling and so high that that the Lord cannot relish that taste in the other rasas. So maybe that's why I say higher. Even in parental affection also, the taste there, right, is different from neutrality and servitas, dasarasa, and friendship, and so forth. You see? I mean, those tastes are there, but this is like going higher and higher. Actually, when also Lord Chaitanya was speaking to what's his name? Ramananda Roy, and he was telling going higher and higher. You see, and then he was explaining the higher taste. When he came to Srimati Radharani, you see? So in that sense, we can say that these rasas are, should I say, superior or we should say more relishable or more tasteful or whatever. All right, any other points or question? Thank you so much for your... Sorry, Mataji. I have to look at the Mataji side a little more sometimes. Sometimes I'm a little shy, you know.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for such a nice class. Actually, I'm also making a comment. But, like when you were describing the different rasas, servitorship is with awe and reverence. I once attended a class in Mayapur on Brahma Samhita, and Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj was explaining that in Vrindavan, there's no pure dasya ras, there's no pure shanta ras. Every ras is tinged with a little madhurya because the servants, they're carrying messages back and forth. So I just wanted to add that, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, that was a very good point. Definitely, like in Vrindavan and so, yeah, they're tinged with... Yeah, it's not so much of dasa ras and so, but they're all, because they're all, even Mother Yashoda, like I explained, was helping in this Madhura ras, right. You see? They're all indirectly is helping Krishna with his pastime with Srimati Radharani. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.